朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
姊妹，我们常常都知道，魔鬼一直在试探、欺骗人，告诉人说没有上帝，上帝不存在。
We know the Satan has always tried to be deceitful and asking us to believe the non-existence of Lord.
其实他还做另外一件事情。
He had also had another tactic.
他也欺骗我们，告诉我们说撒旦不存在。
He had also tried to fool us by.Claiming that Satan does not exist.
我们只知道他做个工作是让我们不相信神的存在。
We know his goal. One of his goals is to make us not to believe in the Lord.
这一点在我们今天四个墙壁里面的这些弟兄姊妹，他没有成功。
He cannot be successful among us.
因为我们相信神的存在，而且我们经历了神的大能。
Because we believe in the Lord and we have experienced His almighty power.
另外一个工作，我相信在我们中间相当多的人心里面，他是成功的。
But many of us among here could be counted as successful in terms of Satan's tactic.
因为我们没有注意到撒旦存在的这一个严重的事实。
Because we have ignored how serious it is to disregard the existence of Satan.
我们常常用心理作用。
We often say there's a psychological factor.And you're too sensitive.
甚至说，哎呀，因为你睡眠不足。
And maybe you have not your lack of sleep.
或者说咖啡喝太多。
Maybe you drink too much coffee.
我们来自我解嘲。
And we often just try to explain this ourselves.
当耶稣指着彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”
And when Jesus told Peter, "You withdraw, you Satan."
他不是说骂彼得是撒旦。
He did not say, Peter, you are Satan.
撒旦那个时候在彼得这十二个使徒里面考第一名的、最属灵的、最爱主的这个人的身上，撒旦已经在他身上有工作。
Yet what happened is Satan had entered the heart of Peter, who was the number one, the first of Jesus' disciple.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们没有发现一个事实吗？
Have we discovered one fact?
我们常常里面有一种莫名的恐惧感。
Very often we feel we have some fear.
常常我们里面有一种莫名的怒气
，unexplainable anger.
有一种说不出来的忧虑
，or unexplainable worry.
甚至一个基督徒偶尔有那种自杀的念头。
Sometimes you're even thinking about committing suicide, even among Christians.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西哪里来的
？Where did all this come from?
这些东西怎么会进到我们的脑海里面？怎么会成为我们的思想的一部分
？How could this kind of thought to be part of our thoughts？
弟兄姊妹，我不需要在这里危言耸听。
I'm not just trying to scare you off。
但是让我们不否认一件事情。
But we cannot deny one thing。
撒旦是无孔不入的。
And Satan is everywhere。
我们要警醒。
We have to。
我们要同心。
We have to be united。
我们要在一起祷告。
We have to pray together。
认清。敌我的分别。
We have to recognize who the enemies are.
第二
，secondly，
要穿戴军装。
To be fully armored.
神所赐的军装。
The armor of God.
神所赐的全副的军装。
The full armor of God.
全副军装是什么呢
？What are the full armors of God?
真理带来束腰。
It's using the truth of a belt to wrap around your waist.
第二，用公义镜来护心。
The second is to use the mirror of the righteousness to protect your heart.
第三，用福音鞋来强脚，来强健你的脚。
Then use the shoe of gospel to make your feet ready.
用信心牌来卫身，来保卫自己的身体。
Using the shield of faith to protect yourself, your body.
用救恩盔来保头。
Using the helmet of salvation.To protect your head,
用圣灵剑来攻敌。
They use the sword of the spirit to attack.
很明显的六样东西。
Very clearly, there are six things mentioned here.
五样是防御性。
Five are defensive weapons.
只有一样是攻击性。
Only one is offensive.
为什么五个防御， 一个攻击。
Why is it a five defensive gears and one offensive weapon?
我想啊，这是我猜啊，上帝提醒我们少有攻击性。
Maybe the Lord is reminding us to be less offensive.
不是说我们不要有进步。
It is not that we should not progress.
很多时候我很怕这个字 aggressive.
Very often I'm scared of the word being aggressive.
不是不好。
It is not inappropriate.
而求主帮助我们要平衡。
But yet the Lord has taught us to be balanced.
第一，为什么要束腰呢？
And why should we have this waist belt?
很多弟兄姊妹知道，我除了礼拜天，每天要去晨泳半个钟头。
And many of you know that I go for morning swimming.
所以每天早上从礼拜一到礼拜六，希望能够有半个小时的游泳。
For Monday through Saturday, every morning I try to make it a half an hour every morning.
每一次我去游泳的时候
，Every time when I went,
我也看见有几个身体很魁梧的人也到这个地方去。
And I often come to see a few bodybuilders.
他们是到那边去 build body 的哈，他们不是游泳，他们到健身房去健身。
They came to the same location, but they went to the bodybuilding room.
但是每一次我注意到一件事情
，But I noticed one thing，
他们一定会带一个大概有四五寸宽的一个皮带。
They usually wear a leather belt which about 4 or 5 inches in width。
以前不太懂哈，以前不太懂这件事情。
I didn't really understand what for。
突然看到这节圣经要用真理做带子束腰，我把这两件事连在一起来想。
So I make the connection using this verse. I use the truth of the belt.To wrap around your waist.
有一个身体很棒的一个人，每一次我在这个 locker room 里面见到他。
Once a physically very strong person, I saw him in a locker room.
他会讲一点中文。
He can speak a little bit of Chinese.
所以有的时候他会跟我讲你早啊，你好啊，等等这些话。
Words like greetings.
我就问他，我说你为什么带一个四五寸的带子
？And I asked him, why do you wear such a thick belt?
他说这样才有力。
He said this gives me.Strength.
当我把腰束紧的时候，我的力量就来了。
When my belt is tightened, I feel I have more strength.
两种情形要束腰。
For two situations, you need to wear this belt.
肚子饿的时候束紧腰带。
One is when you are hungry.
第二，就是你需要力量的时候，你需要这个腰带。
Second, it also gives you a focused strength.
用什么来束腰呢
？What do we use it to wrap around our waist?
用真理来束腰。
Use the truth.
哦，我懂了，真理就是神的话。
So I understand the truth is the word of God.
不对
，goes beyond that.
因为圣经，你看英文，你若不看原文的话，那个 truth 前面没有定冠词的。
The word between truth, there's no the.
什么意思呢？
What does that imply?
当你有定冠词的时候 ，the truth 是讲的那个绝对的真理。
When you say the truth, which means the very one and only,
这个 truth 如果没有这个定冠词的话，它不是只说那个绝对的真理说的。
If there's no the, there's no articles in front of it, then it's not indicating to be the one and only.
所以 New English Bible 把这个字把它翻成 integrity。而不是 truth 这个字，正直一个人的个性的正直。
So a different translation would interpret it as the integrity.
弟兄姊妹，神的全副军装，第一个保罗提醒我们的是我们个人的那个正直感。
So the first armor is our truth, which is our integrity.
为什么要护心？
Why do we have to protect our heart, the heart piece?
耶稣在马太福音十五章提到这个洗手的事情的时候
，In the Matthews and when Jesus mentioned about washing your hand,
他在十五章那里提到一句话，他说从心里面发出来的是会污秽人的。
So what comes Jesus said what comes from your heart could dirty other people.
因为从心里发出来的有什么东西呢
？What would come from deep in your heart?
耶稣说有恶念
will be the evil thoughts,
有凶杀
the killing,
有奸淫
the adultery,
有苟合有偷盗
and many evil things,
有妄证假的见证
the false witnesses,
或者谤读或者毁谤的话
or bad words.
所以弟兄姊妹当耶稣基督提到这里的时候
So when Jesus came to these places,
我们就看到保罗提醒我们要有护心镜的原因是什么
So we see the reason why Paul wanted us to have a breath piece.
因为心里面有许许多多不圣洁的东西。
Because there are much unclean and holy things in your heart.
我们要用公义作为护心镜。
So we should use the righteousness to be our breath.
公义就是人的正常的健康的关系。
To be righteous is to have a correct relationship with the Lord.
一个基督的精兵。
A Christian soldier.
弟兄姊妹。要过圣洁的生活
has to be holy, has to live a holy life.
神要用一个人，除非他成为圣洁。
Unless a person becomes holy, the Lord will not use him.
神要用一个教会，除非这个教会圣洁。
The Lord wants to use a church unless the church is holy.
有的时候在神面前说，主啊，你是轻慢不得的神。
And you should not, the Lord, you should not be taken up lightly.
我说我要先为我自己祷告。
I wanted to pray for myself first.
我说什么时候我如果有不圣洁
？Whenever when I'm not holy.
你提醒我。
Please remind me.
如果你提醒我，我还不听。
If you remind me and I refuse to listen.
求你击打我。
Please then punish me.
求你管教我。
Please discipline me.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿不愿意在神的面前有这样的一个追求圣洁，穿上？护心镜的这样的一个操练。
Dear brothers and sisters, are we having such a willing heart to pursue and to be disciplined?
为什么要强脚？为什么我们的脚要强
？Why should we want to have a strong feet?
因为脚要走路。
Feet are used for walking.
圣经常常讲到走路跟我们的日常生活有关系。
Bible often use walking.To relate with our daily life,
平安的福音和我们的日常生活连在一起。
The gospel of peace is related with our daily life.
我们教会要开布道会没有错。
Yes, we should have the church need to have evangelistic meeting.
教会要去做一个人布道没有错。
Yes, the church should have the evangelical evangelistic meeting.
但是这里面还是有个错。
But there is a mistake.
就你开布道会的时候才布道，这就错了。
If you only spread the gospel in the evangelistic meeting, then you haven't done enough.
礼拜三出去探访才布道，这错了。
Only when you go out to the outreach with the individual evangelism on Wednesday night, that's the only time you preach gospel, then you're wrong.
我们脚中所走之地都应该留下平安福音的痕迹。
Wherever our steps have marked down, that should have been left with the sign of gospel.
为什么要卫生？保卫自己的身体。
Why should we protect our body?
这个地方讲到藤牌。
And talking about a shield.
我去研究一下早参考资料，这藤牌到底是小的呢，是大的，是三角形的，是什么样子
？I went on for some research to look into the details of the shield.
后来发现保罗提的那个时候罗马人的藤牌是四尺长两尺宽的。
And the shield in those days is about 4 feet in tall and tall and 2 feet in width.
是保护全身体的，你可以全个身体给躲在后面。
You're able to hide your entire body behind such a shield.
但是第六章第十节告诉我们说，你们要靠着主。
Yet it says you should all rely on the Lord.
这个 you 是 plural， 是个多数。
It means all of you.
所以在这个地方的这一个装备。
So this equipment.
唯一在神所给的全副军装里面，不是单单为个人的。
So among all the defensive gears mentioned here, this one is not just for an individual.
每一块藤牌可以保护一个人，没有错。
Each shield can protect one person, indeed.
但是我们都看过这个电影，许多的藤牌如果通通连在一起的时候，可以变成一道墙来保卫整个队的军人。
Yet, indeed, when all the shields are connected, it can form a wall to protect the whole army.
这个藤牌叫什么呢？叫信心牌。
It's called faith, the shield of faith.
拿着信德当作藤牌，这个信德呢，在英文是 faith， 是信心。
It's a shield of faith.
这个月是我们的差传月。
This month is our mission month.
下个礼拜我想我们会。发给弟兄姊妹信心奉献的单子。
Next week we're going to pass out the faith pledge promise offering a form for you to sign your faith pledge offering.
那么为什么要一个礼拜以前发给弟兄姊妹？
Why do we pass them out a week ahead of time?
因为我们的往例，我们希望弟兄姊妹有一个礼拜的时间去好好祷告。
Because we want to give you time, you can pray for this matter.
祷告什么呢？
What would you be praying for?
我们有一个目标，我们希望在不仅切在建堂、在负债的情形之下，我们不忽略拆船的工作。
Even though under such economical situation, under the situation we're building our new church building, we do not wish you to neglect the work of mission.
所以呢，我们就希望祷告，看看怎么样能够让弟兄姊妹的奉献，能够让前线传福音的人不受影响。
So we hope that your offering is not going to affect the people, the missionaries who are fighting in the front.
我们常常提到信心奉献。
We very often mention about faith offering.
跟十一奉献不一样。
Which is different from tithing.
十一奉献是我们已经有的钱的十分之一来奉献给神。
Tithing means you put up the one-tenth of your money, your income, for the Lord.
顾名思义。信心奉献跟信心有关系。
So the faith promise offering has something to do with your faith.
可能当我写下这个数目的时候，我还不知道这个钱在哪里。
At the point when I wrote down the amount, I wasn't sure where the money would come from.
昨天我在看这个讲章的时候，突然想到一节圣经。
As I was reading my sermon, it came to my mind suddenly.
我们很熟的一节圣经。
A very familiar verse.
就是希伯来书十一章第一节。
It's in Hebrews chapter 11 verses 1.
那里提到信心是什么？
There it describes what faith is.
他提到两方面讲信心。
It talked about faith in two aspects.
第一是叫做所望之事的实底。
Faith is being sure of what we hope for.
未见之事的确据。
To be certain of what we have not seen.
他信心讲到两件事情。
So he has talked about two things.
所望之事是看得到的事。
Things that we hope for, maybe something we can see.
未见之事是他看不到的。
Things that I have not seen, things I really haven't seen.
后来我发现很有意思。
Then I find this to be kind of wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，我们十一奉献要不要信心？
And brothers and sisters, in our tithing, do we need faith?
当然要信心。
Of course.
所以我觉得我们讲信心奉献可能有一点混乱。
Maybe there's a mix-up in terminology.
因为所有的奉献都要凭信心的。
And all the offerings depends on faith.
你没有信心，你会想到十一奉献，这个钱少十块钱拿一块钱这个简单。你如果收入十万拿一万，这个就有一点那个。
Tenth of your $10, $1, that might be easier. Tenth of your $100,000 means $10,000, that may be more difficult.
所以需要信心。
So we need faith.
所以十一奉献是什么样的信心呢？
What kind of faith is tithing?
所望之事的那一种的信心。
It's something that we hope for, that kind of faith.
我知道我一个月收入多少。
I know my monthly income.
那是望得到的。
It's something you know of.
我知道我会收入多少，所以我凭着信心奉献十一。
I know my monthly income, I can see that, so I take a tenth of that as an offering for
the... 财产的奉献。
But...The mission offering
是未见之事的确据。
It's something I haven't seen.
是没有，我现在不知道在哪里。
I don't know where the money would come from.
但是我知道前线有需要。
But yet I know there's a need.
我知道如果我的钱不出去，就会影响他们的生活，甚至影响他们的侍奉。
If I do not offer, I know I'm going to affect the mission work.
所以弟兄姊妹。让我很简单的在这里提到，我们需要用信心牌，让我们一同的往前做基督的
信。So here we mentioned about how we're going to use the shield of faith to become the soldier of Christ.
为什么要保头
？Why do we have to protect our head?
因为头是我们思想的地方。
Head is the place where you think.
很多时候我们犯罪，顶撞神，是用我们的思想在顶撞神。
Many times we sin against the Lord by our thoughts.
特别是在我们还没有信主的时候，我们是用我们的大头脑来跟神来做这个对敌。
Much of the time before you become a Christian, you offend against the Lord through your thinking.
思想是神给。
The thoughts came from God.
我们要让它被圣化。
We want our thoughts to become holy too.
很多时候我们的聪明拦阻了神的工作。
Much of the time our own wisdom has become a hindrance to the Lord's work.
所以保罗在这里提醒用救恩盔来保头。
So here it says, using the helm of the salvation to protect our head.
因为时间的关系。
because of time.
我愿意把今天跟大家分享的末了的话就听到这里。
And I want to conclude here.
但是不能不讲那个最后的圣灵剑。
But we have to talk about the sword of a spirit.
弟兄姊妹，让我们进到新堂以后。
Brothers and sisters, as we move into our new church,
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹能够熟练神给我们这个唯一的有攻击性的这样的一个全副军装的装备。
Let us be fluent, be good at this offensive weapon, which is the spirit, a sword of spirit.
每一个人做基督的精兵。
We all become a Christian soldier.
让我们全教会成为耶和华的军队。
So we all in this whole church become an army of the Lord.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。